bless you, bride, and God bless you, bride, and I welcome you this evening to this exhortation. Before we begin, let's have a word of prayer. Precious and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious time. Lord God, as we come to your word, we pray that you may come and open it unto us. Lord, may you bless our hearts with it, O God. And Father, yeah, your children out there going to listen. They have needs, O God. May you meet them at their points of need, O Father. And may glory and honor return back unto your holy name. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray and believe. Amen. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to 1 John 5. We shall begin from verse 4. It says, "For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" Amen. Also, we shall turn to Revelation 3, from verse 21. It says, "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." May God add a blessing the reading of his word. So for a title tonight, Overcomers. Praise be the name of the living God. And I've taken for inspiration, "How can I overcome?" Amen. And I believe I am speaking to overcomers this evening. Praise be the name of the living God. And the Bible says, "I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one, Satan himself. You are overcomers." Praise be to God. "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith." Hallelujah. Yes, sir. And the Bible says, "Now are we the sons of God. Not we shall be, but now faith is." Praise be the name of the living God. "Now are we the sons of God, and does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know," praise be the name of the Lord, "we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." Amen. Praise be the name of the Lord. Now let me strike my inspiration here. How can I overcome? And I want to strike it in 7 different ways. How can I overcome? Number 1, keep life in you. Praise be to God. So when you come to church, when you go to church, you're going to the presence of the Holy God. Because he said, "Where 2 or 3 are gathered in his name, he is in the midst." But your duty is to keep that presence with you every day. Praise God. And it is a constant battle, but strive to stay under the shadow of the Almighty God and put away all the distractors. Praise God. On the message, "How can I overcome?" Brother Branham saying, "I was crossing an old log the other day, and I jumped on this log. On the outside, it looked good, but when I jumped on it, oh, a great chunk of it fell off. It was really rotten." And I said, that is the way the Christians are becoming. They've been dead in sin and trespasses, and so long till became rotten. They can hold no weight at all. They don't know what overcoming means. Overcoming means to keep life in you. Praise God. So when life went out, that's what brought that log to that condition. See, it made it worse than ever when it laid in the branch where the water was. And then, there you take a Christian that is supposed to be a Christian. Let the life of God go from him, and the experience and the joy of serving Christ and living in a church where such is going on. He is rotten as thrice as quick. Praise be to God. So strive with all that is in you to stay in the life of Christ, that you might bear forth much fruits. Amen. Now look, the Laodicea church age is the worst of all the ages, because it is the ending of time and the blending of eternity. It is the greatest sinful age. The power of Satan is many times harder to fight against than it was in any other age. Back there in the early ages, a Christian, for his profession of being a Christian, could be killed and put out of his misery and go to meet God quickly. But now the enemy has come in the name of the church, and it is so deceiving. This is the great age of deception, where Christ said the two spirits would be so close in the last days till it would deceive the very elect if it were possible. Praise be to the name of the living God. And the people can live a clean and holy life, not be sinful, not be adulterers, and not be drunkards, and not lie, nor gamble. But still they can live above that all, but still don't have it. Praise God. Like the foolish virgins, they were virgins, they were undefiled, but still did not have the oil. Amen. So this is the age of deception. But for Christians, this is the age of personal life of Christ. Praise be to God. And Brother Branham said, now see, justification never put him in. Sanctification just cleaned the place for him. But when the baptism of the Holy Ghost comes, it puts him in the people. Hallelujah. And now they turned him out when he began to show himself that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. They turned him out because they have denominated, and he's at the door knocking. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. Amen. And to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Praise God. And God has got overcomers all through the ages, because he says he will never leave his name without a witness. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. So the second way I want to strike my inspiration, how can I overcome? We find it in Romans 8, which says, by one spirit we are all baptized into one body in the domain of that kingdom. One spiritual baptism. No matter how good, how bad, whatsoever, you get into that kingdom by Holy Spirit baptism. Amen. And that is the only way you overcome. It is by staying under the blood. Praise be the name of the Lord. Because you cannot overcome by yourself. It is he that overcomes for you. You are resting. Praise God. So how will I know then that I'm in there? Brother Branham says here, watch what kind of a life you are living. Amen. Just look around and see if it is just lived out of you automatically. Or do you have to strain and pull? Then you're doing it. Praise God. But don't try to do it. Hallelujah. And he says, be like Paul. Paul said, I die daily. Praise God. Surrender to him daily so that Christ can come in and perform an operation by his word and remove everything that is not of God and put there his place of abode, and he will sup with you daily. Praise God. The thing you have to overcome is yourself, your ideas, your thing, and surrender to him. He overcomes for you. He knows the way. We don't. Praise God. So just yield to him. Amen. And number three, in the days of Daniel, there were four overcomers that could stand the test of fire and lion. Now we are expected to be tested, because the Bible says that he that cometh to God must first be tested and tried. Amen. And that only shows a true son of God. you can't overcome lest there is a test given to you. And when a test is given, it is to see whether you can overcome or not. Glory be to God. And Jesus said, to him that overcometh the test, praise God. The test is the greatest thing that ever happened to you. I believe it is written in the scripture. Peter said that our trials are worth more to us than precious gold. It is one good evidence to us that God is with us. And when we are tested, for all children of God are tested and tried. Praise God. And when you overcome, when you have seen God work it out for you, in that hour of testing, amen, it gives you an anchor. You are not afraid anymore. It gives you more faith. You know that you know that you know. Praise God. You know that the God that delivered you from the mouth of lion and the bear, he will deliver me out of the hands of this Philistine. Praise be in the name of the Lord. So you are not tossed to and fro. You have faith that can beat down those personal Philistines, the imaginations, the reasoning, and affection. You can beat them down. Praise be to God. Because greater is he that is in you than all the demon powers, than all the Philistines in your land. Amen. And how do you beat them down? St. John 5:19. I do nothing. Praise be to God. Complete surrender to his will. That is perfect strength in perfect weakness. Hallelujah. And number four, Brother Branham says here, love of the world is enmity with God. Well, Lot's wife did the same thing. You know, she set out to go with Lot, followed her husband, her children, her loved ones, but it wasn't in her heart. She still loved the world. So it is possible you can make a start and still be the world in you. See, she never overcame. And even though she was well on the road, it finally overthrew her. She had to take that one big, low, long last look. There is where she got caught. Praise be the name of the Lord. So don't even look back. Don't have it, no desire. Don't have no desire. Keep going. Put your mind on Calvary and keep moving towards Christ. Praise be the name of the Lord. And that is the overcomer. He overcomes the things of the world. And now he freely gives himself out. And everybody can look at him, his life, and you can't put a finger on it. He's a real overcomer. Praise be to God. And then number five, Jesus gave us the example how to do it. Now we want to know how to overcome. Jesus told us how to do it. See, humility. He guarded himself, took a towel, and washed the disciples' feet and wiped them. The very God of heaven humiliated himself. We don't want to be humiliated. That's the reason women don't want their hair to grow. And see, the reason they don't want to dress like ladies should dress. Praise be to God. Now, greatness is humility. Don't forget that, church. Greatness is expressed in humility. Hallelujah. So to overcome means to stand the test. That is right. Like all the saints did, like Jesus did, amidst all of his enemies, he stood the test. Everything he was tested against, he stood. And how? By taking the word, the promise, in humility, humbly walking. Praise God. He overcame death. He overcame hell and the grave, all by the word and humility. Oh my, there is the real man. There is the one to make your example. He defeated everything, overcame everything. Yes, everything. Praise be the name of the Lord. And the Bible says, he was tempted in all points like we are, yet without sin. He was tempted by drinking. He was tempted by women. He was tempted in all points like we are. He was tempted by everything that we are. He was a man, and yet you could not put a mark on him. Praise be the name of the Lord. And number six, to overcome means to recognize the devil in every one of his tricks. You must know he's a devil. Then the same time that you recognize him and you know that he's a devil and he's against you, then to overcome him, you must recognize that the God in you is greater and mightier than he. Praise God. That the one that is in you has already overcome him. And by his grace, you're more than a match for the devil. Amen. So that's real overcoming when you recognize that. And the Bible says, but there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Then you realize you have overcome. And remember, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You must realize that the Holy Spirit that is in you has already overcome these things. And he is in you, and you can overcome by him, the word in you, because the word is God. Amen. And Jesus showed us how it is done. How did he do it? By the word. That's how Jesus overcame. He was the word, and Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask whatever you will. Praise God. And then finally, number seven here. Job back there, he said, I know my Redeemer liveth, and at the last days he will stand upon the earth. Job was a just man, a perfect man. He offered sacrifice. He done everything that God told him to do. He did it with reverence and respect. He was a prophet. And then Satan came around to tempt him, just like he comes to tempt you. What did he do to Job? He kept standing. His wife even came out and said, why don't you curse that God and die? You look so miserable sitting there. But Job said, thou speakest like a foolish woman. Now he never said she was foolish, but she talked like one. See? And Job said, the Lord gave and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job overcame. Praise be to God. He overcame what the neighbors had to say. He overcame what all the church members, the builders and all them had to say. He overcame the bishops and what they had to say. He overcame the cardinals and what they have to say. He overcame the denomination and what they had to say. Praise God. And he stayed with the justification of the word. Yet it costed him everything he had, even his children. He scrubbed the boys with the pot shape, and yet he overcame. Hallelujah. And when the great hour of temptation had finally succeeded, then the clouds rolled back. And the Bible says in Job 42:12, so the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than the beginning. Praise be to the name of the Lord. There is a reward to the overcomers. For he said, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Glory be to God. And to those who look for Christ, that can overcome the things of the world by his grace, to come into him and shut your eyes to everything else but him and his word, he will appear the second time in glory. Praise be to God. So whether I am dead or whether I am living, when he comes, it makes no difference. Because the Bible says, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Praise be the name of the Lord. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Praise be the name of the Lord. So it makes no difference whether I am alive or a dead when he comes. It makes no difference. Those who are alive shall not prevent those who are dead. Praise be the name of the Lord. So as I conclude, I want to conclude with this prayer. Let's have a word of prayer as we conclude. Dear precious Heavenly Father, we pray now. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We pray now your mercy and grace upon us. Overcome us, Lord. Overcome us, we long to be, O Father. You overcame the world. Now we pray that you will let every person hear this evening that is listening to this exhortation, that let every one of them lay aside every sin that easily beset us, Lord, the weight that doeth easily beset us, that we might run with the patience the race that is set before us. Grant it, Father, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you, Bride of the Living. God bless you, Bride of the Living Christ. I'm Sister Gloria Okech from LCA Nairobi Tororo Church, and my pastor is Brother Bernard Achun. God bless you. This is the Ephesians, at the end of the age. God has made known to us the mystery of his word. We were chosen and predestinated for such a time like this, you're coming out of, and we are going in to the other side. I will be there once a stranger without fellowship. Now in Christ I have citizenship to the other side. Will you be there? Who was dead in sins and trespasses? There's a body prepared for you on the other side. We are living in the promise for this day. Back to our origin, God has made a way. The bride is the final voice, and she has stood at the waist. A victory show. We have an open door to the other side. I will be there. Once a stranger without fellowship, now in Christ I have citizenship to the other side. Will you be there? Who was dead in sins and trespasses? There's a body waiting for you on the other side. When the path is through rough waters, I'll be with thee. And the walk is through the fire, it will not hurt thee. For I am the Lord your God, and that precious in my sight shall have no other God but me, because I have no other wife but thee. On the other side, Now in Christ I have citizenship to the other side. Will you be there? Who was dead in sins and trespasses? There's a body waiting for you on the other side. This is the Star Wars. We're standing please and Orion. Look to the end of sin. For our battle is not gonna Mount Zion. Miss the word with faith, the lion rose, and the nation shakes. The bride is dwelling, the bride is dwelling under the palm tree. This is the vision. All things are under his feet. Seed of Abraham and the preparation for the rapture. Between 6 and 9 on the other side, I will be there. A stranger without fellowship. Now in Christ I have citizenship to the other side. Will you be there? Who was dead in sins and trespasses? There's a body waiting for you on the other side. On the other side, I will be there. Once a stranger without fellowship, now in Christ I have citizenship to the other side. Will you be there? Who was dead in sins and trespasses? There's a body waiting for you on the other side. On the other side, I will be there. Once a stranger without fellowship, now in Christ I have citizenship to the other side. Will you be there? Who was dead in sins and trespasses? There's a body waiting for you on the other side. There's a body waiting for you on the other side. There's a body waiting for us on the other side.
Shalom, Bride of Jesus. I greet you all in the name of Jesus. And my name's Brother William Eka, and I'm from LC and Nairobi, Toro. It's another day that God has made, and we will rejoice in it. Praise the Lord. I'm going straight to the Word of God, but let's just bow down our heads before we approach the Word. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before thy presence. We know that thou art God, Jesus. Father, here is your word that we are going to approach, Jehovah. Lord, may search my heart. If there's anything that is, Lord, contrary to thy word, take it away from me, Jesus. And Father, Lord, anoint your word, God. Father, it takes you to open this word, God. Father, we can read, but Lord, it takes you to reveal it to us, Jehovah. Lord, may you please reveal it to us, Jehovah. And Lord, open up our hearts to receive it, O God. And my lips lips, anoint them to speak this word, God, that glory will get back to thee. Lord, heal the sick out there, Father. Let you take over, Jehovah. Father, I pray this and I know that you've heard. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to read from Ephesians chapter 1. The Bible says that Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children, praise the Lord, by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, praise the Lord, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now we find that God predestinated us. I have a title. My title is predestinated to be adopted as his children. And then my inspiration is the mystery of his will. Praise the Lord. We are his children, chosen before the foundation of the world. Now the book of Ephesians positionally places the church in its position. Now if we type it to Joshua, if you notice, the Israel was brought out of Egypt, and there is where three stages of the journey started from. Praise the Lord. One was leaving Egypt, then the next stage was the wilderness, and then the next stage was Canaan. Praise the Lord. There were three stages. Now, Canaan does not represent the stage of the millennium, but it only represents the age of the overcomers. Praise the Lord. The dispensation of the overcomers, because in Canaan, they killed, burned, and took cities. There will be no death in the millennium. Praise the Lord. But another thing that it does, it brings up justification by faith. After that, they believed in Moses. Praise the Lord. And left Egypt, and sanctification following under the pillar of fire and the atonement of the sacrificial lamb in the wilderness, and then entering into the land of promise. Praise Jesus. Now, what is the land of promise to the New Testament believers today? The promise is the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. For it shall come to pass in that day. That is in the book of Joel 2:8. The Bible says that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and upon my handmaids and my maid servants will I pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and in the earth, pillars of fire and smoke and vapor. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And Peter said on that day of Pentecost, after preaching, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall receive for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. When God adopts you, he gives you back the original seed. You can't wait to forgive. Praise the Lord. It's not something you make up. You still feel like I have forgiven, but you feel it's done. Virtue is birthed in you. Forgiveness is birthed in you. Kindness is birthed in you. When forgiveness is birthed in you, you feel that kindness, brotherly kindness itself takes over. Praise the Lord. Then those seven virtues become a reality, not just something you imagine. Praise Jesus Christ. It becomes alive in you. You don't imagine faith. You don't imagine virtue. It's real. Praise the Lord. When virtue left Jesus, he knew by a feeling that strength has left him. Praise the Lord. Oh my, how it feels like to forgive. There is a reality to it. Hallelujah. You feel a burden has been lifted off you. Praise Jesus. Jesus Christ himself becomes the center of your emotions. You can't even move till you feel led to move. You can't even decide on your own. Just like St. John 5:19 says, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. You feel confined, divinely led, divinely controlled. We are such a blessed people to live in this time, brother. Hallelujah. Oh my, we are sons and daughters of God. That's the reason the Bible says in Romans 8, they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So you whom I'm talking to, you are the sons of God. We have a part of God in us. Hallelujah. Don't forget that we are made of His own image. And for that reason, the Bible says it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know when He appears, we shall be like Him. Praise the Lord. We are the children of promise. We have a process that we have to go through. Hallelujah. In order to get to that land of promise. First, it's justification. Then sanctification. Then baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is the promised land to the believers today. Did you notice Joshua, before they crossed Jordan, Joshua said, go through the midst of the camp and clean your clothes and sanctify everyone of you, and let no man come at his wife, for within 3 days you will see the glory of God. Hallelujah. It is a process of getting to inherit the promise. Now we know that God gave Abraham the promise of the land of Palestine, and it was to be their possession forever. Now watch how it perfectly typed to New Testament believers. Hallelujah. There was 3 stages of the journey, and there is 3 stages of this new journey that we are in. For we are justified by faith, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, forsaking the land of Egypt. Praise the Lord. Come out and then are sanctified through the offering of His blood, washed from our sins, and become pilgrims and sojourners, claiming that we are seeking a land, a promise. Praise the Lord. So did Israel in the wilderness, sojourners, no place to rest, traveling night after night, following the pillar of fire, but finally came to the promised land where they settled down. That's where the believers come. Praise the Lord. He comes first to recognize that he is a sinner, then he is separated by the waters, the washing of the waters by the blood, and the washing of the waters by the word, which is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Then being justified by faith, he becomes a partaker of peace. Praise the Lord. With God through Christ, baptized into the name of Jesus Christ, to omit him into the journey. Then he becomes a sojourner and a pilgrim. He's on his journey to what? A promised land. Hallelujah. That's hallelujah. That God made. Oh, hallelujah. And entering that promised land is by faith. When they went in, praise the Lord, to spy the land, some got scared of giants and failed to enter into the land of promise. Hallelujah. But only Joshua and Caleb did not fear. They believe, praise the Lord, that they believe, hallelujah, that land is theirs. Praise Jesus Christ. They believe that they are more than able to take the land because it was God's promise. My brother, my sister, God promised that you should possess that land. And that land is the Holy Spirit. Then instead of people going on to receive the Holy Ghost, receiving the power of God, signs and wonders, miracles following, praise the Lord, they felt it would break down their tradition of doctrine, praise the Lord, and they ended up all perishing in the land, in the wilderness. But the believers, the Calebs and Joshua's, praise the Lord, outfit that was going on to the promised land, they moved on. And overtook, praise the Lord, they claimed the land, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and took the land and settled down in that land as a possession. And we should not stop at justification, sanctification. Let's go on into the receiving of the Holy Ghost, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, baptism of fire itself. Let's not stop at believing on the, hallelujah, on the Lord Jesus Christ, being baptized. Let's not stop there. Praise the Lord, my brother. Why? Because He already cleaned us. Hallelujah. Remember, the Bible says that even the devil believes and even he trembles. Praise the Lord. But a believer must go an extra mile of even receiving the Holy Spirit after believing. Praise the Lord. Let's not stop, my brother, because He already cleaned us up from a life of sin by His shedding of blood at the cross. But now we press on into a position to a promise of being baptized by the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus. For Peter said on that day of Pentecost, for the promise is unto you and your children And to them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. Hallelujah. There lays our land of promise. My brother, my sister, just move and possess the land. Oh my. So the book of Ephesians here sets us positionally, just like Joshua did, by dividing the land to each of those Hebrew children. So by the Holy Ghost, we are positioned to our land of promise. And Joshua, not knowing this, but by inspiration led of the Holy Spirit, after being in the promised land, gives each man his promise, exactly what the Holy Spirit promised through the birth back there. Praise the Lord. How that God has set some in the church through labor pains. When a church is groaning under labor pains, under the persecution of the outside world, under the persecution of some groups of people who have turned against the truth. Hallelujah. And yet they are born and positionally born into the kingdom of God. The Holy Ghost sets into the church some apostles, some prophets, some teachers, some pastors, some evangelists. Praise the Lord. Then God gives in the church all kinds of gifts. Praise the Lord. Speaking tongues, interpretation of tongues, knowledge, wisdom, gifts of healing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now the challenge with people today, they always want to be like somebody else, to impersonate the other. Let me tell you, you will never raise corn in Ephraim's corner if you are Manasseh. Praise the Lord. You've got to take your place in Christ, positionally take your place. And now after you are in the land, in that land of promise, it does not mean that you are out free from war. Praise the Lord. You still have to fight for every inch of ground. Hallelujah. Stand still. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the prophet, Brother Branham said, Canaan did not represent that great heaven. Why? Because it's war in there, and trouble and killings and fightings and so forth. Brother, you and I have to fight those Philistines, those Amorites, Canaanites out of our land, because they are squatters in our promise. Hallelujah. That land is made for us. Those fleshly desires, they are those Philistines, they are those Amorites, and so on. Those second team of the three spirits, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, but we are more than conquerors to overcome them. Praise Jesus. My brother, my sister, we have to fight for every inch of ground that our Father, praise Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that our Father has given us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's where the church is failing today. Hallelujah. On that walk, Brother Branham said in adoption that your behavior can knock somebody else out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Of getting healed. Your misbehavior of unconfessed sins of you believers can cause the church to bitterly fail, and at the day of judgment you will be responsible for every bit of it. You may say, I'm joking. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Joshua, after he crossed over into the land that God gave him for a promise, just imagine, hallelujah, to fight an entire war without losing a man, without even getting a scratch. Praise Jesus. Without having a nurse or a first aid. Amen. You think of fighting a war and there is no Red Cross at all. Nobody gets hurt. And they slayed the Amorites and the Hittites, but there wasn't one hurt among them. Praise Jesus. Till sin came in the camp, when Achan took the Babylonian garment and that gold wedge and hid it under his camp. The next day, they lost 16 men. Praise Jesus Christ. Joshua said, stop. Praise the Lord. Stop. Why? Praise the Lord. Wait a minute. There is something wrong. Praise the Lord. There's something wrong here. We are going to call for a fast. God made us a promise. There will be nothing hurt us. Praise the Lord. Our enemies will fall at our feet. And there is something wrong here. Because we got 16 men dead and laying here. There are Israelites and others dead. Praise the Lord. The question remains, why did they die? Innocent men, because one man stepped out of the line. Just because one man stole a garment and did something he shouldn't have done. Hallelujah, praise God, caused death to 16 men. They called for a fast and they found out. They cast the lots and Achan confessed it, and they killed Achan together with his family and burned them to ashes, and it became a memorial. One day Joshua, praise the Lord, he had needed a little time, extra time to destroy the enemy. Praise the Lord. The sun was going down. The men couldn't fight very good at night. Time Joshua, that great warrior, anointed of God, positionally blessed into the land, like Ephesians to the new church today, praise the Lord, possessing the land, taking it over. He needed some time. He said, "Son, stand still." Praise the Lord. And she stood still for about 12 hours. Hallelujah. The Son. Hallelujah. The Son, the righteousness of God, to stand still upon us today. Praise the Lord. To fight those Philistines of ours, those Amorites that we have today, the fleshly desires. Praise the Lord. The Son will stand still and you shall overcome. Praise the Lord. Now the book of Ephesians places us positionally in Christ. What they was in the Holy Land, we are placed not in the Holy Land, but in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are placed in the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is our place of possession. Praise the Lord. And we are meant to possess the land. We are meant to take it over and slay all the Amorites, slay all the Hittites, hallelujah, praise Jesus Christ. God be praised. Oh, what a lovely God we serve. We are meant to slay all those Amorites, the Philistines, the Jebusites, hallelujah, because we are more than overcomers. Because we are meant to overcome. God promised that we shall overcome. Hallelujah. But the life we live determines, because it can cause harm. Hallelujah. It can cause harm to us. We are meant to overcome because it is right in our hands. We have all the victory. But it is meant, you are meant to decide either to win or not. Praise the Lord. Because He has given you a free moral agency. Praise the Lord. That's why God doesn't force you to do something. He has given you all the right to decide on good or wrong. Praise the Lord. It is you to choose what to do. But we know that God chose you. Praise the Lord. And you shall possess the land. Praise the Lord. You out there, you shall possess the land. Regardless of what the devil does. Because you are predestinated from before the foundation of the world. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are predestined as His sons and daughters to partake of those promises. Praise the Lord. That God promised. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we are in the mystery of His will, because he predestinated us to be partakers of His divine nature. Even He made us in His own image. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a lovely God we serve. That's why we need to praise Him day and night. We need to serve Him day and night. Oh, hallelujah. And you out there, just believe that God is with you. Just live that way and walk that way, and don't leave your ground. Fight for each ground of yours. Young people, fight for each possession of yours. Don't let the devil claim even an inch of it. Hallelujah. May God really bless you. Let's just bow down our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We appreciate you, Lord God, Father. It has been your grace and mercy that we've come to this time, Jesus. Lord, may you bless your children out there, and Lord, may glory get back to thee. May there be a testimony that, Lord, you have touched them, Jesus Christ. And let that testimony be for the glory of your name, Jesus. Father, Lord, I thank you, Jehovah. I pray this, Lord God, and I know that you've heard, Lord, Father. May you lead me onwards, O God. Father, protect me from the snares and traps of the enemy. And glory may be back to you. I pray and believe in Jesus' name. Amen.